From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man said to have been armed with both paintball and pellet guns used a rental truck Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City Tuesday. At least eight people, including five Argentines, were killed, several others injured, before police shot and wounded the suspect and took him into custody. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
Let me be clear, that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit, but we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient, and our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifulo Saipov and is believed to have been from Uzbekistan, entering the U.S. legally in 2010. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. President Donald Trump tweeted he has stepped up the extreme vetting of foreign travelers as a result and warned we must not allow ISIS, a reference to Islamic State, to return or enter our country. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted. He called for legitimate forms of protest.
If election is allowed to stand, the highest office in the land will be occupied by a person who has usurped power. We in NASA are resolute that this sham election cannot and will not be allowed to stand.
The Supreme Court annulled the August 8 first round of the election. This is VOA News. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says Iran has no need to increase the range of its ballistic missiles, which the country's supreme leader has set at 2,000 kilometers, giving them a range to hit most Mideast targets. General Mohammad Ali Jafari said American forces and their interests remain inside that range, adding Tehran will be able to respond to any desperate attack. In Syria, at least six schoolchildren were killed in an artillery barrage by government forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The incident Tuesday occurred as Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to bring the regime and its opponents together for a congress aimed at a political settlement. Russian negotiator Alexander Lavrentyev in Kazakhstan said the dialogue would be organized under the aegis of the UN-backed Geneva process. He said the chief task would be constitutional reform, the first round slated for November 18 in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. At least 12 people were killed in the eastern Libyan city Derna during an airstrike late Monday. Derna, about 265 kilometers west of the Egyptian border, and is controlled by Islamist militants. Derna has long been besieged by forces of the eastern-based Libyan National Army. Both the LNA and Egypt denied carrying out the airstrike. At least two officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following an independence declaration. Among those facing possible jail time is Catalonia's planning minister, Josep Rull.
It's possible to go to prison because the Spanish justice is very strange. Just so, obviously, this is a possibility. So we are not scared. We are not criminals. We are Democrats.
Spain's High Court has summoned the former regional officials to a hearing on Thursday. The U.S. says it plans to vote no Wednesday when the U.N. General Assembly takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
The Trump administration policy gives greater emphasis in advancing human rights and democracy in Cuba while maintaining engagement that serves U.S. national interests, maintains engagement on areas of U.S. national interests, ensures U.S. engagement benefits the Cuban people, and ensures compliance with the statutory ban on tourism to Cuba.
The U.N. General Assembly overwhelmingly votes every year in favor of urging U.S. Congress to lift the nearly 60-year-old embargo against Cuba. Well, the flame of the Winter Olympic Games in February has arrived in South Korea 100 days ahead of the opening ceremony. South Korean Olympic gold medalist Kim Yuna and the country's sports minister accompanied the flame down the steps at Incheon Airport after a flight from Greece. The games get underway February 9th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.